जग भया।
श्लोक 64-67।
कृष्ण नाद्भुत कर्मणा तम पूजया मास नाग पत्न साधरम।
तो ही वॉज लिबरेटेड बाय लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा। Amazing is Lord Shri Krishna's activities. By one activity, he performs many leelas. What does the word adbhut karma mean? He protected the living entities in Braj by Kaliya. And he protected Kaliya from Garuda.
और हिंसे हिंसक और भयर पे कल्याण मित्रभूतम करना। अब गरुड़ जी हिंसक थे।
And Garuda was an enemy of Kaliya.
और Kaliya हिंसा था।
Garuda was हिंसक and Kaliya was हिंसी।
उसको मारते थे लेकिन अब दोनों में मित्रता हो जाएगी।
So Garuda used to be an enemy of Kaliya, but now they will be friends. Sukadev Goswami says, look at Krishna's adbhut karma. He can make great enemies to enemies into friends through this leela. Therefore he is saying adbhut karma, Krishna's. So Kaliya serpent, he properly worshipped the Lord. And in this way he went with his family and friends and children to the ocean. How he worshipped Krishna, Sukadev Goswami is saying here.
दिव्यांबरास्रग मणिभि परार्धेरपि भूषणैः दिव्यगंधानुलेपैश्च महत्वत्फलमालया पूजयित्वा जगन्नाथं प्रसाद गरुणध्वजं ततः प्रीतोऽज्ञातः परिक्रम्याभिवाद्यतं सकलत्रसहित पुत्रो दीपमध्ये जगामः।
लास्ट श्लोका।
अंबर दिव्य स्रग दिव्य मणियों से भूषणों से
Transcendental Amber, Kaliya worshipped him, the Lord of the Universe, by offering him fine garments, necklaces, jewels, and other valuable ornaments, and wonderful scents and ointments. And he offered him a large garland of lotus flowers. He did Lord Shringar with all these items.
Kaliya ek devata hai.
I had said earlier that Kaliya is a demigod, and he's a demigod who lives in the form of a serpent. These serpents, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, they're all demigods. So they have clothes and jewelries, they're all transcendental clothes.
दिव्य वस्त्र का अर्थ अलौकिक वस्त्र। हम लोग वस्त्र पहनते।
Transcendental clothes means out of this world clothes. We also wear clothes.
कोई अमेरिका में बना होगा, कोई भारत में बना होगा, कहाँ?
Some are made in America, some in China, India, in other places. But in some days, some time, it rots and rips.
रोज laundry में।
And every day you have to give it. You have to give it to the laundry. This is the nature of the clothes in this world. They become dirty. They crinkle. And these transcendental clothes that they never get dirty. One piece of cloth, one garment can be worn for thousands of years. It never gets dirty. They never wash it over there in heaven's planet. And our clothes, they get dirty. Just to be with the body, they get dirty. So such transcendental clothes from the heavenly planets they offered to Krishna. And the transcendental garlands and jewels and necklaces made of jewels. They put tilak on his body, on Krishna's body, and they put sandalwood pulp on his body. They put scents. They were all transcendental. They were all divya. Very big lotus flower garlands it was offered to Krishna. Mahati, the word Mahati means the quality of the lotuses were very large, they're very beautiful, and also the size of the lotus garland was very large. It was so big, it was coming to his Krishna's feet. In this way, billions and billions of dollars and clothes and jewels, they were billions of dollars of clothes and jewels, etc., were offered to Krishna, and Krishna was decorated with those items. Then they offered aarti to him, and in this way they pleased Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. So Kaliya was remembering, he was being fearful of Garuda, so he was also worshipping Garuda Dhwaja, the flag that has Garuda on it. Garuda Dhwaj, the Lord that sits on Garuda, he was offering, this word is used in the shloka, Garuda Dhwaj, because the Lord of the universe, he sits on Garuda. So he was offering puja to Garuda, Garuda's Lord, and then hoping that Garuda will not eat him. If Krishna is saying, don't worry, he won't harass you, he won't kill you, so he should just accept that it is true. But still again and again, Kaliya is remembering Garuda and he still has some fear. So he is worshipping the Lord of Garuda. So this Kaliya also benefited so much. He didn't have to live in Vrindavan. By being in Vrindavan, he was so many other jivas in Braj were being harassed. He was thinking, okay, I will live in my home in the ocean, but I should not. There should be no fear of Garuda. And Krishna said, "Do not be afraid. Go." He was, so Kaliya was again and again remembering that this is Jagannath himself. He is the Lord of the carrier Garuda. He is Garuda Dhwaj. So after doing puja, he did parikrama to Krishna. Again he asked for permission. He asked for permission. Again and again he offered prayers. You came, I am so fortunate you came, you delivered me, you placed your lotus feet on my hoods. Again and again he was glorifying Krishna. Again he performed parikrama, and again he glorified Krishna, and again he asked for permission. Again and again he said, "You are very merciful, you came. You beat me with your lotus feet. Great mercy you gave upon me." Then with his wife, his family, his children, he went into an island in the ocean called Ramanak Dweep. Might be a question, how did he get there? How did he go? Did he make a reservation in a plane or an ocean liner or a boat? How did he go? They are all demigods, they just flew there. They had no need for this kind of purchasing ticket and going in a boat or a ship or a swim. They all went. At the very moment, tada eva, immediately, as soon as Krishna told Kaliya to leave, at that very moment, that Yamuna, which Yamuna? The Lord's place of playing. Became Nirvisha. There was not a trace of poison immediately. Not just became poisonless, it became full of amrit, nectar. This is the Lord's mercy. This is His supremacy. Just see. Could anybody purify a poisonous river like this in a moment? It became Nirvisha and Amrit Jala. Its water, the Jal, became just like Amrita. Most tasty. How? Anugraha, Bhagavat Krida. The Lord who has come in the form of an ordinary human being, that place of His games, the place where He would play with His friends, that Yamuna immediately became purified. In this way, this ends Canto 10, Chapter 16, Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. So Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadev Goswami. He's asking. So the Lord had told Kaliya, you were afraid of Garuda's, out of fear for Garuda, you had left your home, Ramanaka Divipa. That Garuda will not bother you. So after hearing this katha, Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadev Goswami, why did Kaliya leave his place of the living place of all the serpents? Why did he leave Ramanak Dweep? Why did he come to Vrindavan?
और आपने कहा कि गरुण जी का अपराध किया था, तो उस एक ने ही गरुण जी का क्या अपराध किया?
And you had said that he had offended Garuda Dev. So what did this one serpent, how did he offend Garuda? As it is, Garuda and the snakes are enemies. But then what did specifically only Kaliya do and not the others? What did Kaliya do to offend Garuda alone? This I want to hear. This is a question.
उपहार्जय सर्प जलैर मासी मासी अयो बलि वानस्पत्यो महाबाहो नागानम प्राणि.
So Sukadev Goswami is saying,
यह घटना है कि गरुण जी नागों पर कभी कभी आक्रमण करते थे.
This what happened is that Garuda sometimes he would attack the serpents for food.
आक्रमण करके बलवान नाग को पकड़कर खा जाते.
And he would catch a strong serpent and he will eat him. Because this is his food. Nobody can accuse Garuda of being a non-vegetarian because that's the body he has. He's not a human, he's a bird. And the food for that species of bird is snakes, reptiles, etc. So Garuda is huge, he is very big, so often he would eat elephants or serpents. He must be eating a few quintal food every time. So in the planet, in the area of where the Nagas lived, he used to attack and he used to take, he used to eat some serpents. So Nagas, the serpents one time did a meeting amongst them. So this Garuda comes and we're all in anxiety, we don't know who is going to live and who is not going to live and how we can live peacefully. So let's make a scheme.
टाइम बना लो कि इस परिवार से इतने नाग को गरुड़ खाएंगे.
So let's make a schedule that at this time from this family the Garuda will eat so many serpents.
और वो गरुड़ जी को बुलाए, गरुड़ जी से मीटिंग की, कॉम्प्रोमाइज की.
And they called Garuda for a meeting and they made a compromise.
अमुक वृक्ष के पास आप महीने में एक बार आ जाइएगा.
And they made a scheme and they told Garuda that under this certain tree you come there once in a month or maybe twice in a month. No, once in a month. Once in a month, on the night of, on the day of Amavasya, you come on that particular tree. Birds always sit on trees. It was a huge tree. And on that tree, we will send you so many serpents from one family. And you just eat peacefully and you go away. Don't disturb the whole village. Garuda said, fine, I just need my food, no problem. So they amongst themselves, for their own safety, they made this compromise with Garuda. They will supply once a month some serpents for him. So there's so many serpents in that place. So once a year, one family's turn will come, and then in that way, a few of the serpents will be given away. So no problem. At least they were a little more peaceful. Actually, sometimes serpents eat another serpent also. Just like fish will eat another fish. So they made this compromise with Garuda, and Garuda became pleased and he was satisfied. So each family in their own time, they would supply the serpents. But one day it was Kaliya's turn. So Kaliya had a huge poison in his body, and he had 101 main hoods. So when it was his turn, he said, "Forget it, I'm not sending anyone from my family. I'm not giving anyone. What will you do? You are the son of my stepmother and you're trying to control me. You are going to be the boss. You're going to rule the whole world. My house, nobody is coming to for you. So Kaliya, he wouldn't even let other serpents go on that day. Other serpents wanted to just submissively go and become food for the Garuda. But he just ate those serpents, this Kaliya did, so that Garuda won't have. He caught those other serpents and ate them, and he did not send anybody from his own family. And also it was his own turn. He was supposed to go, and he said, "Me, I will never go. What he will do for me? What he'll do to me? And I will not let others go also." Okay, so he wouldn't let others go, but then he ate them himself. And Garuda ji, poor Garuda, he was sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting that my food will come. When a hungry man has to wait like that, so he waited the whole day and nothing came. Still he was waiting, but later on he found out what happened, why no one came. For Kaliya it is written that he was intoxicated with the power of his venom. He was very proud of it. And he was the son of Kadru. So he had insulted Garuda and he had eaten Garuda's food. So when Garuda heard this, Garuda is very dear to the Lord. When he heard that Kaliya had stopped his food, he became very angry. And then he flew off to find Kaliya to kill him. How dare he make this mistake? Garuda is Mahavegavan. His gati, his speed is very, very fast. And with great anger, he flew off to catch Kaliya and kill him. He wanted to slap him with his wings and kill him with his paws, the nails of his paws and his beak. And Kaliya was in anxiety because he was waiting. He knew that Garuda will come to find him. So he was ready. He was waiting. He was thinking Garuda will come and I will kill him. And that will be the end of him. He has so much volumes and of dangerous poison. So when he saw that Garuda was coming, so he also became ready. He made his hoods up and he said, "Look, I'm ready to fight with you. Come, I'm going to bite you." So as soon as Garuda came, this Kaliya, he bit him. Means he attempted to bite him. At that time his eyes were boiling and giving out fire and venom and all his hoods. And as soon as he went to bite him, as soon as he raised his hood to bite Garuda, this Garuda who travels with so much speed, who is the asan of Lord Vishnu, with his left wing he slapped him so hard. He slapped Kaliya with his great huge left wing all in his thousands of hoods all at one time. He had raised all his hoods to bite Garuda, and Garuda slapped him with his left wing, and at one slap Kaliya fell down unconscious. Because he says, Prachanda Madhusudana Asana. When Kaliya tried to bite him, Krishna, Garuda saved himself by slapping him with his left wing. Garuda is called Prachand Vega in this shloka. Means his Prachand means very, very strong speed. Why? Because he is the asana of Madhusudan, Lord Madhusudan. That time when Lord Vishnu was killing Madhu demon, at that time Garuda was carrying Lord Vishnu on his back. One who is the asana of Lord Madhusudan, what Kadru's son Kaliya can do harm to him? Hiranya Ruchina. Hiranya means gold. Garuda's wing was golden. Very beautiful. So Garuda slapped him with a beautiful golden wing, which was the asana of Lord Madhusudan. Having been slapped by Garuda and made unconscious in this way, Kaliya became very afraid. He took his family and friends and he ran away from there. Garuda was very merciful. He did not kill Kaliya. he made him unconscious and he went away. Because Garuda, he is a brave person. Because a brave person never tries to kill one who is unconscious. He was angry and he wanted to actually kill him, but he didn't. He made him unconscious and went away. Because Garuda, although he's a bird, he's a Mahatma. He's a great pure devotee. He thought, no, I should not kill him. I slapped him, he's unconscious. And he went away. So when Kaliya, he woke up, he thought, I've been insulted so badly, I cannot be insulted like this again. And also Garuda may do this again, he may try to kill me. He will definitely come back one day. This is the reason he ran away to Vrindavan. With his family and friends. He was the only serpent who knew that Garuda was not allowed to go in that part of Jamuna. Suppose Maharaj, as if Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadev Goswami, so why did he come to Vrindavan? So that katha Sukadev Goswami is reciting now. Whether you all go to Vrindavan or any other place, food is necessary. So Garuda came to Vrindavan and he got hungry. Chudita. The word given here is chudita, means he got hungry. Not that out of just for fun he was looking for fish to kill the fish. Because he was very hungry, he was aiming at that fish, that he has to eat this fish. So he caught that fish and he ate it. And in the same Jamuna Harad, on the bottom of the river, there is one rishi called Shaubhari Rishi. He was doing his tapasya, his austerities. He was a very advanced rishi. He was performing austerities on the bottom of the river in the water because nobody will disturb him there, nobody will come. So he had made a samadhi in the water and he was performing austerities. When Garuda went to, he almost got the fish, then Shaubhari Rishi, he woke up and he said, don't you dare, don't catch this fish. Garuda is Garuda Dev, he is not going to listen to some ordinary muni. He was very hungry, starving, so he caught that fish and he ate it. So when he ate that big fish, all the other fish, small fish, they started crying, wailing. The head of their family, maybe their husband, when he got killed and eaten, they all started crying and wailing and they were very, very unhappy, suffering. So Shaubhari Muni, when he saw them, he became very merciful to those family of that big fish. So the Shaubhari got so angry that he gave a curse to Garuda, and he said, if Garuda ever comes here again, and or to eat, try to catch a fish, or even if he comes here, he will die. And if he comes here, he will die. Why did he curse him? He cursed Garuda to do good for the entities there, the other fish. So the fish there may live happily, they may not suffer anymore. So for them, what did, so for the benefit of the other fish, so Savari did this job. What did he do? He cursed a great Vaishnava like Garuda and threw him out of Vrindavan. He actually was thinking that he is doing good for the fish, but he made the greatest blunder, he made the greatest offense. So if you cursed Garuda, and then look, Kaliya came. Still, never ever there will be any fish because of Kaliya's poison. He thought he was doing good for the fish, but he made the offense and he killed, got all the fish and sea animal, water animals killed because Kaliya entered. If you ever stop a Vaishnava for coming here and you say you're banned from coming here, then you must understand that some kind of demon will enter instead. If somebody says some great Vaishnava, if somebody says to some great Vaishnava that he cannot come here, then you should understand you will have some very big problem very soon. This is definite. So many times we have seen proof of this in the Vedic literatures. Ravana, when he threw Vibhishan out of his kingdom, immediately there was this big problem, big war. Duryodhan, when he threw out Vidura from his kingdom, and he got into trouble. Nityananda Prabhu was thrown out by Ramachandra Khan, and then immediately once some Muslim man came there and he killed a cow, and the Durga Mandap, the puja place of Durga, he destroyed it. This is a story in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There are many incidences like that have happened. So from his own thinking, this Shabari Muni, he thought he was doing good for the living entities there. Don't come here. You'll come here and I'll kill you. You come here, you'll die immediately. So this Kaliya, he knew this story. So therefore he ran at that place to be protected from Garuda. And just see, by making an offense to Garuda, what happened to Savari himself? Garuda, of course, Garuda stopped coming, And what happened to Shabari? One day he was meditating, he opened his eyes. The water where he used to live had become like a wall for him. He was such a powerful rishi. But he was watching one fish. He was watching that one fish was engaging in sex life with other fish, and he was thinking how happy this male fish is. As soon as he had made this Vaishnava aparad towards Garuda, he started to think. He was thinking, actually, this life of this fish is so good. He is living so nicely with so many wives and having so much fun. I am just so unfortunate. I am just killing myself here living in the water. What is the meaning of this? Why am I doing this anyway? My life is totally spoiled. It's of no use. This kind of thoughts were coming in his head because of this Vaishnava prad, and he just immediately came out of the water. He decided to go to the king of Mathura. There Maharaj Mandhata used to live there. And Maharaj Mandhata, he had 50 daughters. Now this 50, 50, now this very old sadhu. So this very old muni, he went to Maharaj Mandhata and he says, I have a desire to marry, please give me one of your daughters in marriage. When this Saurabh Rishi said, went to Maharaj Mandhata and he said, I have desire to marry, please give me one of your daughters. So Maharaj Mandhata didn't know what to say. He could not say no to him, and he could also not give him one of his daughters. So he was very intelligent, Maharaj Mandhata. He thought of a trick. He said, my dear Saurabh Rishi, I have planned to do a swayamvar for all my daughters. You please come and take part in this swayamvar. And if any of my daughters, they choose you, then you can accept her as a wife. So this Saurabh Rishi, he was also very experienced and intelligent. He could read the mind of Maharaj Mandhata. That he is trying to put it off. He was thinking, he was so old and raggedy, and he thought, which young girl will choose me? He was not so stupid, he understood. He could understand why Maharaj Mandhata had made this excuse. So on the strength of his austerities and bhajan, he made his body more beautiful than the demigods. And immediately in front of him, he became so young, and he said, okay, then let there be a swayamvar today. Right now. Maharaj was amazed to see the transformation of his body into such a beautiful young man.
चले जाइए
So Maharaj Mandata allowed him to go inside the palace of the 50 princesses. He said, you just go in there. So when he went in there, there were 50 princesses, and each one in their heart, each one immediately chose this young man. I'll marry him. But he had to only choose one. So afterwards, Maharaj Mandata got into a little bit of trouble because all the 50 princesses said that I will marry him. So the king said to Saurabhi Muni, now what? All 50 want to marry you. How will you choose? So Saurabhi Muni said, no problem. No problem. I will marry all of them. So he married all 50 of them. So with each princess wife, he got 100 sons. So he, in the end, he got 5,000 sons. This is the result of making a Vaishnava aparad to Lord Garuda. So he spoiled the fruits of all his yoga austerities. He married 50 princesses. So what happened on that side? Instead of Garuda came Kaliya Maharaj. And as soon as Kaliya came, there was not even one fish left. Everything died. All the trees nearby, they died. The birds that flew over, they died. The animals near the banks, they died. This is what he did. He wanted to do good for the fish in that water. And this is what he did. In the same way, we make this mistake sometimes. We think that I am doing good for my family, my community. But that Vaishnava should be out of here. Then that Vaishnava should not come. Throw him out of here and then take care of my family, my society. But that you do not do good for your family or society. You're actually doing the greatest damage. Sometimes we even want to chase away a Vaishnava from another sect, from our temple. But to do this, we do not do good for us. It's a great offense. We should always be very careful about this. So this is the story, and after this, Krishna came out of that water. So the gopas and gopis, they saw that Krishna is coming out of the waters of the Jamuna. For some time, Krishna had gone back inside into the home of Kaliya, where he was decorating Krishna with all the jewels and garlands and clothes, etc., and doing aarti. So they all were thinking, before Krishna had died in his coil, and now he has drowned. So after that, Krishna came out of the water. He rose. So beautiful he was looking. wearing transcendental clothes and jewels and ornaments.
Vinishkranta, Mahamani Ganakiranam, Mahan Maniyose, Bharahua, Sona Sapareskrit.
Decorated with Mahan Manis, great jewels and gold.
Dekhte hain sabhi vaise uth gaye jaise murcha ke baad pran ka sanchar hone par indriyan kaam karne lagti.
As soon as the Vrajavasis saw Krishna, they became in the same way that a person, that people, when they're unconscious and suddenly they become like alive.
Pramod nibhritatmanam gopa pritya vire vire. Param anand ke saath sabhi uth karke khade ho gaye, ekaik anand cha gaya.
With great ananda bliss, they all immediately jumped up, stood up.
Krishna ka alingan
karne. They ran up to Krishna and they started embracing him.
सब प्रेम से देख रहे हैं कहीं सांप दांत तो नहीं गड़ा.
And they're all looking with so much love, checking his body. Did this, the snake bite him anywhere? Is there any marks of the snake bite?
क्या है सब कृष्ण के अंगों को देख रहे हैं. इस सांप पकड़ लिया तो कहीं न कहीं काटा है क्या?
Such a large serpent must have bitten him. Maybe bit him somewhere.
Yashoda, Rohini, Nand, Gopio, Gopas, Chakorva, Hey Kurukshetra.
Yashoda, Rohini, Nand, Gopis, Gopas. Hey Maharaj Parikshit, Yashoda is embracing Krishna, Rohini, Nanda Maharaj. Even to the point all the trees had dried up, but as soon as they saw Krishna, they immediately became green and happy again.
सबसे पहले आलिंगन में लिया श्री बलराम जी ने.
And first of all, who embraced him is Lord Balram.
बलराम जी खूब हंस रहे थे.
Balram was laughing like anything.
गोद में उठा लिए.
He picked him up in his arms.
बड़े भाई हैं कृष्ण को गोद में उठाकर खूब हंस रहे हैं.
His older brother, he just picked up Krishna in his arms and he's smiling and laughing. Performed so much pastime. You had to do this pastime. Why did you made everybody cry so much? Balram knew that he will come up and nothing will happen to him. He was embracing him and lifting him up and smiling and looking at him. Hari Sauri ji, he is one of the commentators, he says
Balram ji Seshnag hai.
That Lord Balram is Seshnag.
Balram ji ne socha ki vishas se vish maut satam. Ho sakta hai us saap ne das diya ho.
Balram thought maybe the other, he is Seshnag, serpent himself, and he thought maybe this other serpent bit him.
Dusra mahasarp usko god mein lekar ke vish utar raha hai.
So Hari Sauri is saying in his commentary as if this other greater serpent is taking him up in his arms and removing the poison of the Kaliya, smaller serpent, from Krishna's body. The medicine for poison is another poison. Therefore he thought ordinary snake might have bit him, but I am the greatest snake, the greatest serpent, Sheshnag. I will fix him.
Balram ji sabse pehle god mein le liye.
So first of all Lord Balram picked him up, embraced him. Lord Balram picking him up in his arms was again and again looking at Krishna and kissing him. He was kissing Krishna. On this, Hari Sauri Prabhu says that he was taking out his poison. Again and again with so much love. Actually, Lord Balram in one form becomes Sesh serpent, and on that Sesh serpent bed, the Lord lies down.
Balaram ji ka to sahaj adhikar hai god mein rakhne ka.
So Lord Balaram has full right to keep him on his lap. Every became param sukhi. Then Nanda Baba, all the brahmanas with their wives, they came to Nanda Maharaj. And they said, Nanda Maharaj, you are so fortunate. We are all so fortunate that your son, he got caught in coils with Kaliya and he came back alive. Therefore, you should give in charity to us. You please give us in charity because your son has returned from the dead. To become free from Kaliya's coils means to come back from the dead, from the death. Because Krishna has become freed from this great danger, and to also to ensure that he will in the future be free from danger, please give us charity. After hearing this, Nanda Maharaj very happily gave lot of charity to brahmanas. He gave in charity cows and gold. And Yashoda, whose son was in one way dead, had died. And she was again and again holding Krishna to her chest, and rivers of tears were flowing down her cheeks. From the eyes there were rivers of tears, and from her breast so much milk was flowing. She took him in his lap and started walking. And she said, enough of this cow herding, no more, I'm never going to let you go in the forest again. In this way, Yashomati again and again took Krishna in her lap, and she said, I will never let you come again, I'll never let you come into this forest again, while crying. Somehow or other, Lord Narayan has saved my son today. So in this way, to punish Kaliya and crying, it had become night time. Therefore, because it had become so late at night, they all just went to sleep on the banks of the Kaliya Hrad on the Jamuna. Little bit away, where it's called Davanal Kunda. You all might have seen Davanal Kunda. Little bit this side from Fogala Ashram. They all went to sleep there because they were all so exhausted. All day they hadn't eaten anything. Since morning nobody had eaten. Everyone was crying, they were unconscious. All the Brajvasis had come there, and there was not one person left in the village. There was no child, no woman, no person in the village. So they were all exhausted, they just went to sleep right there at night.
Us ratri samast gopiyan bhi bhagwan ke saath thi, sabhi gop bhi the.
at that night, everyone was with Krishna. All the gopis and gopas were with Krishna. The whole Braj society was in one place. They were so exhausted. So while they were sleeping in that forest because of this so much heat, in the middle of the night, one fire just happened. All the trees had already dried and the leaves had fallen everywhere, and there was a very great, huge fire. Actually, one demon had come and set fire, so that all the Brajvasis who have come together in one place, they will all just die. So as soon as some of the gopas felt the heat, they woke up. They immediately ran to Krishna and they took shelter of him. They all knew that Krishna has Lord Narayan's mercy. If we take shelter of him, then Narayan will save us. They all went to take shelter of Krishna. Just like out of fear of death, a person takes shelter of God. In the same way, all the Brajvasis, they went to Krishna. They all said, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, this fire is going to devour us. Please save us."
Krishna Mahabhaga, He Ramanit Bikrama, Esa Ghortamo Banish Tavakan Grastehina.
Chapter 17, text 22 and 23.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga, He Ramanit Bikrama, Esa.
Oh Krishna, oh Ram,
Krishna, He Krishna, He Mahabhaga, He Mahaiswarasali,
He Mahabhaga, He Maha. Complete with all the opulences. This great fire is devouring us. We have no fear and sorrow in this world. Our only fear and sorrow is that we will become become devoid of your association. The only reason we want to live is because we want to stay with you. If we die, we'll lose you. And while they were looking, instantly, all the fire that was there became so close to all of them. But Krishna immediately saved all of them. That fire, immediately, Krishna collected all that fire and it went in his mouth. Is there such a minister who can do this if there is a big fire somewhere, that he can go there and drink all the fire? There will be no need for fire department. Is there any scientist, minister, that can protect the citizens like this, drink up all the fire, save the citizens? This is the Lord's unlimited Shakti.